Now you will have some time to look at questions 4 to 6. Now listen to the next part of the conversation and answer questions 4 to 6.
So, are all birds equally affected by this? Are they all in decline?
The RSPB has...
Sorry? The what?
The Royal Society for the Protection of Birds has drawn up 3 lists, red, amber and green, which categorise over 240 birds in terms of conservation concern.
Red, amber, green, like traffic lights.
That's right. The red list contains 40 species, including those that are globally threatened, or those whose population has declined rapidly in recent years.
What's on that list? Blackbirds?
No, though the starling, which is related to the blackbird, has recently joined the red list, as has the house sparrow. One of the birds people are most concerned about is the skylark, which has been greatly affected by habitat loss.
So, what about the amber list?
That includes 121 birds with unfavourable conservation status or whose population has declined moderately in recent years. That includes birds of prey, such as the kestrel and osprey, woodland birds like the cuckoo, water birds like the long-tailed duck, and farmland species such as the lapwing.
And are all other birds on the green list?
Not necessarily. It doesn't include those species that are not native to the UK, foreign species that have been introduced deliberately, such as the Canada goose, or those that have escaped from domestic cages, for example, parrots.
I don't suppose it includes summer visitors either, you know, like swifts.
No, they are included, in fact. They are in this last category.